chanting. Wish you all a very happy Nityanand Trayodashi.
Hare Krishna, Haridas Varya Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable association today. We are very fortunate, Prabhu, that you have joined us. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for joining us.
This is Komari Kedasi from Baltimore. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Vishnu Guru Maharaj, and all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Komadiki Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your association. Nice to see you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
You too. Hare Krishna. Very nice. Thank you, Mataji. Chanting very nicely.
Hare Krishna, Virita Gandharvika Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. This is Shama Supriya Devi Dasi from Houston. And happy Nityananda Trayodashi to you and all the devotees on the call, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Shama Supriya Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and beautiful chanting. Happy Nityananda Trayodashi to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, is there anybody who would like to introduce themselves?
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees. This is Indulekha Karuna Devi Dasi from Lincoln. Wish you all a very happy Nityananda Trayodashi.
Hare Krishna, Indulekha Karuna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, is there anybody who would like to introduce themselves?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all assembled devotees. This is Jigna from Toronto. Happy Nityanand Trayodashi to all the devotees. Thank you for beautiful chanting, all Mataji. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Jigna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nice to hear your voice, Mataji. Welcome to the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, is there anybody who would like to introduce themselves? I think Prabhuji is not yet joined. Okay, I will chant until Prabhuji joins. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Prabhuji has joined.
Yes.
Which name, Mataji?
Bengali name, Haripashat.
Okay.
Why he wrote in Bengali?
Yeah. Okay, today Prabhuji want to confuse us.
So. Yeah, Prabhu always something or the other. Anyways.
Okay. Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Happy Nityananda Trayodashi to everyone. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Hari Parshat Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of glories of Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic of Lord Nityananda. We are very fortunate to have you on the call and I wish you a happy Nityananda Trayodashi to you, Prabhuji. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, for kindly inviting me to speak something today on the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for kindly asking me to speak today. So it was actually Kirtida Sundari Mataji who asked me to speak today on the occasion of Sri Nityananda Trayodashi. And I am honored by her request to speak today. But before I say anything, I wanted to ask Kirtida Sundari Mataji one question. Mataji, everything has already been spoken in all the previous Bhakti Sangha conference classes. So what is there for me to speak today? There is nothing left for me. All of you have already done Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. So what is there for me to speak today?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, there is so much to speak on Lord Nityananda. Ananta is not able to, you know, glorify him with thousands of mouths. Then how can we say that we have glorified everything? And I know you have so much by so many pastimes to unfold. So looking forward for your pastime. Thank you so much.
So I'm still not sure, but since you asked me, I'll try to make an attempt in order to glorify Nityananda Prabhu. And I wish all of you, dear devotees, a very happy Nityananda Trayodashi. And before we begin, it is our Shishta Parampara, the tradition established by our Guru Varga, to begin with Mangalacharan. So I'll begin with Mangalacharan. Most of us already know these verses, so you can kindly sing along with me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvushe Namaha Nityanandamaham Naumi Karne Lambitamauktikam Chaitanya Graja Rupena Pavitri Krita Bhutalam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Nityananda Prabhu Avirbhav Maha Mahotsav Tithi Ki Jai Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So once again, dear devotees, thank you very much for kindly inviting me here to speak something on the occasion of Sri Nityananda Trayodashi. And I'm very honored by the invitation. Before we begin speaking something about the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, I would like to start off with a statement from Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada Uvacha, Prabhupada said, anyone desiring to become expert in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna should always aspire to be under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. To come under the protection of the Goswamis, one must get the mercy and grace of Nityananda Prabhu. So, in this purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 5th chapter, verse 202, Srila Prabhupada is saying that those of us who want to get the shelter of the six Goswamis, we should all try to get the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Obviously, all of us want to get sheltered at the lotus feet of six Goswamis, because that is where our ultimate goal lies. Serving the six Goswamis in Krishna Leela, in their form as Krishna's servants and Srimati Radharani's servants. And in order to do that, the gateway is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And the gateway of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is opened only by the permission of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining to us in this particular purport. Today we should offer our obeisances to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. There is a very nice verse glorifying Sri Nityananda Prabhu in the Gaur Govinda Archana Smaran Paddhati. And this verse I have spoken in the Mangalacharan. This verse says, Nityanandam aham naumi karne lambita mauktikam Chaitanyagraja rupena pavitri kritabhutalam. So Nityanandam aham naumi. I offer my obeisances to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Who is he? Karne lambita mauktikam. In whose ears there is a dangling, earring made out of pearls. Okay? Why do you pay obeisances to him? Because Chaitanyagraja Rupena, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Pavitri Krita Bhutalam, he is the one who purified the entire earth. So this is Sri Nityananda Prabhu's pranam as described in Sri Dhyan Chandra Goswami's Gaur Govinda Archan Smaran Paddhati. There is also something known as Sri Nityanand Prabhu's Pranam Mantra, composed by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'll sing this verse. Vande Nantadbhuta Ishwaryam Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasyechaya Tatsvarupam Agyenapi Nirupyate. Vande, I glorify, I pay obeisances to Anant Adbhuta Ishwaryam, he who has limitless, wonderful opulences. Ananta Adbhuta Ishwaryam. So he who has Ananta, unlimited, Adbhuta, wonderful, Aishwarya, opulences. Another meaning is, he who is Ananta, that is Ananta Shesh, having Adbhuta Aishwarya, wonderful opulences. So two meanings, Vande Ananta Adbhuta Aishwaryam. So obeisances to Nityanand Prabhu, who has unlimited, wonderful opulences, or obeisances to Ananta Shesh, who has amazing opulences. So who is that? Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram. So his name is Shri Nityananda and he is Ishwara. He is the Supreme Lord. Yasya Ichhaya, by whose desire? Tat Swarupam. So his own Swarupa, his own position, his own ontological position. Agyenapi Nirupyate. Can be described even by an Agya. Agya means a person who is completely devoid of knowledge. Dear devotees, this is one meaning of Agya. Agya also has a hidden meaning, which means Am Krishnam Janati Iti Agya. A, the syllable A refers to Krishna, because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aksharanam Akarosmi. Amongst all the syllables, I am the syllable A. So, Am Janati, he who knows A, or he who knows Krishna, that person is also a Gya, or a knower of Krishna. So, Agyenapi Nirupyate. In the second meaning, the interpretation will be that by his desire, even a person who knows Krishna, even such a learned person who knows Krishna, can begin to describe his glories and ontological position. So two meanings here, that by his mercy, even a foolish person can glorify him, or by his mercy, even the most learned person can glorify him. So both meanings are there. Srila Prabhupada gives one of these two meanings. So Prabhupada translates this as follows. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. So this is the glorification of Sri Nityananda Prabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is also a smarana, because today is his appearance day, we should meditate upon Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So there is also a smaran mantra of Sri Nityananda Prabhu mentioned in the Gaura Govinda Archana Smaran Paddhati of Sri Dhyan Chandra Goswami. So this verse is in the meter Shardula Vikriditam, and it can be sung as follows. Kanjarendra Vinindi Sundara Gatim Shri Padamindivara Shreni Shyama Sadambaram Tanurucha Sandhyendu Sammardakam Premod Gurna Sukanja Kanjanamada Jinnetra Hasyananam Nityanandamaham Smarami Satatam Bhushojvalanga Shriyam. So, the fourth line obviously is the main message. Nityanandam aham smarami satatam. Aham smarami, I remember. Satatam, constantly. So I constantly remember whom? Nityanandam, Nityanand Prabhu. Who is he? So the first three lines describe his attributes. Kanjarendra vinindi sundara gatim. Gatim, Sundara Gatim, whose beautiful movements, Vinindi, defeat the movements of Kanjara Indra. Kanjara means elephant and Indra means the best of elephants. So whose wonderful movements defeat the gait of the best of elephants. Shri Padam Indivara, Shreni Shyama Sadambaram. Shri Padam Indivara Shreni Shyama Sadambaram. So Sad Ambaram, whose body is decorated with a beautiful cloth of the color of Indivara, of multitude, Shreni of Indivara, of blue lotuses actually. It should be blue lotuses. And Tanurucha, by his bodily luster, Sandhyendu Sammardakam. He defeats the beauty of the evening moon. Premodghurna, another attribute. Premodghurna sukanja khanjana madajin netra hasyananam. So, madajin, it defeats the pride of sukanja, of a beautiful lotus, and khanjana, the khanjana bird, by his rolling eyes and by his smiling face. So by his rolling eyes and his smiling face, he defeats the beauty of the lotus and the khanjana bird. Khanjana is the wagtail. So, and who is Bhushojvalangashri, whose bodily luster is his ornament. On such a Nityanand Prabhu, I constantly meditate upon. So this is Nityanand Prabhu's Smaran Mantra given in the Gaura Govinda Archana Smaran Paddhati. And as I said, you know, a lot has already been said about Nityanand Prabhu. So I don't know what more is there to glorify that has not already been said on Bhakti Sangha Japa conference. So Kirtida Sundari Mataji, I think that's it. Thank you very much. Can we pause now and go for the question and answers?
Prabhuji? Okay, whatever you say, Prabhu. I'm your servant. Your question answers will be awesome, Prabhu. So let's go ahead with question and answers only if you want so.
Oh, but I'm not satisfied with the glorification. Are you satisfied with the glorification?
No, we are not.
That is a joke.
That's what we are saying. We are not satisfied, but your orders is everything for us.
But, you know,
he needs a little more encouragement, Mataji. So we need to tell him, Prabhu, we really want to hear more. We want to have more. This Smaranam is not enough. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We actually want to dig deeper. We want to dive deeper into the ocean. You're just on the surface here. So please keep it coming.
No, he needs encouragement, Mataji.
We need to show our deep desire. He's not feeling, you know when they're having a sports event or something and how the audience starts, keep going. He needs to hear a little bit of that.
Mataji, he's forgetting that he's dealing with Kirtida Sundari Mataji. That is the problem.
Okay.
Prabhuji is in a jovial mood today. Prabhuji, please continue, Prabhuji.
Yeah, this is one of the happiest days of the year for me because it's my day, you know. That's why I'm wearing blue to denote whose team I'm on. So I wear blue on Nityanand Trayodashi. But Kirtida Sundari Mataji, if you permit, if all the Vaishnavas permit, I would like to glorify Nityanand Prabhu using some fresh poetry. Is that okay with you and everyone?
Hari Bol! Yes, Prabhu, please.
So, you know, this has always been my, a constant thing which troubles me, that there is very little written about Nityanand Prabhu as compared to what is written about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when there is little written about him, then there is opportunity to write more. So, with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I am presenting some verses glorifying Nityanand Prabhu. And these verses are written in the language that Nityanand Prabhu liked to speak the most. That is the Sadhu Bangla language. Although Nityanand Prabhu will laugh on hearing that a person on the far western side of India has tried to glorify him using a language from the far eastern side of India. Even if he laughs on me, that will be the success of my day, because bringing him pleasure and laughter will be the success of my endeavor. So with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I would like to share some verses composed in Bengali regarding Sri Nityanand Prabhu. So these are a series of verses Padavali Kirtan about Sri Nityanand Prabhu. And this is the first verse. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, can you, when I show the verse and I sing it, is it possible that you can try to decipher the verse? Will you try?
Yes, Prabhuji, I will certainly try.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. So this is the first verse. Avadhuta Nityananda Mora Prana Dhana Hase Kande Nache Gai Kare Sankirtana. So Mataji,
Nityananda Prabhu, who is Avadhut, he is my pranadhan. He is the wealth of my life, my life years. Hase kande nache gai. And sometimes he'll laugh, sometimes he'll cry, sometimes he'll dance, sometimes he'll sing, and he'll do namasankirtan.
Yes, beautiful. See how nice it is to relish the verses in their original language. Avadhuta Nityananda Mora Pranadhan. Sri Nityananda Avadhut is the treasure of my life, is the wealth of my life. Hase kande nache gai. He sometimes laughs, sometimes cries, sometimes dances, and sometimes sings. Kare Sankirtan. In this way, he performs Sankirtan. So this is the first verse of the Pada. The second verse. The date and place of his appearance. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Nityanand Prabhu appeared in the district named Birabhum. So this verse is dedicated to that special place. Magha Shukla Trayodashi Dine Ore Bhai Birabhume Mahavira Janmilanita. Can you try, Mataji?
In the month of Magh, in Shukla Paksh, we have two Paksh, Krishna Paksh and Shukla Paksh. So in the Shukla Paksh on the 13th day, that is Trayodashi, Ore Bhai, O brothers, everybody listen, that Bira Bhume, that the place which is Bira Bhume, that is in Eka Chakra, Mahavira, this Nityananda Prabhu, Janmila, he appeared.
Yes. So, Magha Shukla Trayodashi Dine Ore Bhai, on the 13th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Magh, which is today. Ore Bhai, O brother, Bira Bhume, in the land of Viras, or in the land of brave people, Mahavira, the greatest brave person appeared. Who is that? Janmila Nitai, our Nityanand Prabhu appeared. So on the 13th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Magh, the Mahavir, greatly powerful Nitai, appeared in Virabhuma, the land of powerful people. So everyone was happy when Nityanand Prabhu was born. But there was one person in the world who experienced great fear on the appearance of Nityanand Prabhu. This verse is dedicated to that person who experienced great fear when Nityanand Prabhu appeared on this planet. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, can you guess who was that person?
Was his father Hadai Pandit?
Kali? No.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Okay.
Bhume prakatila jabe Hadai tanaya Seikshane kalirmane Haya mahabhaya. Mataji, can you try?
Yeah, on earth, Bhume prakatile, Lord Nityananda appeared. Jabe, he took birth as Hadai Taneya, as the son of Hadai Pandit. Seishana kalira, at that time, at that shana, at that moment, kalira mane, in the mind of Kali, Hai Maya Bhaya, there appeared a great fear in his mind.
Yes. Bhume prakati lajabe. When he appeared on the earth, as whom? As Hadai Tane, as the son of Hadai Yoja. Saikshane, at that very moment, Kalir Mane, in the mind of Kali Yuga, Hai Mahabhai, there was a great fear generated. So when the son of Harai Pandit appeared on this planet, from that very moment, a great fear was generated in the mind of Kali Yuga. So what happened when Sri Brahma saw Nityananda Prabhu? This verse is dedicated to a pastime when Sri Brahma saw Nityananda Prabhu. Padmavati kole maha, padme rakhe lana, dekhi yavirinchi kare, swapadma bhartsana. Is this easy enough, Mataji?
I doubt, Prabhu. Padmavati is the mother of Nityananda. Padmavati kole maha padme rakhe lana. When Nityananda Prabhu was playing with Padma, with lotus. Dekhiya Virinichi. Virinichi is Brahma. Then Lord Brahma saw. Kare swa Padma bhatsana. I have no idea, Prabhu. I don't know.
Okay, so henceforth I'll do the translation because now it's going to get more interesting and complex. Okay. Padmavati kole. In the lap of Padmavati. One meaning of Padmavati here is Nityananda Prabhu's mother, obviously. Padmavati also means a river because she is Vati. She is equipped with Padma, lotuses. So a river is always equipped with lotuses. Therefore, a river is known as Padmavati. So Padmavati kole, in the lap of Padmavati, Maha Padmera Khelana, you know, the sports of the big lotus, big bluish lotus Nitai, Dekhiya. Seeing the sports of Nitai in the lap of, seeing the sports of the great blue lotus Nitai in the lap of Padmavati, Virinchi kare swa padma bharchana. Brahma started criticizing his own lotus. Brahma felt that his own lotus was not worth it. So this is the translation. Seeing that the great white lotus on the lap of Padmavati, one meaning is lotus filled river, another meaning is his mother. Lord Brahma started criticizing his own lotus. Okay. So, some of us may be knowing that near Eka Chakra Gram, there is a deity of Lord Shiva. And does anyone know what is the name of the deity of Lord Shiva who is present near Eka Chakra Gram? So that deity is named as Mayureshwara. So Mayureshwara, because Mayuragram, that entire village was named Mayuragram, and the lord of that Mayuragram is Lord Shiva, Mayureshwara. And this particular verse is dedicated to Lord Shiva, who saw the appearance of Nityananda Prabhu. Shikhi yaiche nache taiche, Shankara nachila, Swanama Mayureshwara, Sarthaka karela. Shikhi yaiche nache, just as a peacock dances. Taiche Shankara nachila. Similarly, Lord Shiva started dancing on seeing Nityananda Prabhu. But Shikhi means Mayura. Shikhi means peacock. So his name earlier was Mayureshwara because he was the lord of the village named Mayura. But ever since he saw Nityananda Prabhu, he started dancing like a Mayura. He started dancing actually like a peacock. And Swanama Mayureshwara Sarthaka Karila. And in this way, he fulfilled the meaning of his own name, which is Mayureshwara, or the Lord who dances like a peacock. So this is the translation. Singh Nitai, Lord Shankar danced exactly like a peacock. In this way, he fulfilled the purpose of his name, Mayureshwara. So something magical happened when Nityananda Prabhu walked for the first time on planet Earth. So he was, all of us know, he was born in Ekachakragram. And it was in Ekachakragram that Nityananda Prabhu took his first step on earth. So when that happened, at that point of time, a wonderful thing happened with Nityananda Prabhu's first few steps in Ekachakragram. So this wonderful occurrence is described in this verse. Prithivi tejabe nitai padarpana kaila ekachakragram bahu chakrankita haila. Prithivite jabe nitai padarpana kaila. Prithivite, on earth, jabe, when nitai padarpana kaila, stepped for the first time, something wonderful happened. Ekachakragram, the village was known as Ekachakra, which has only one chakra in it. But it became bahu chakrankita hoila. It became decorated with many chakras. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, how did it become decorated with many chakras?
In ecstasy when Nityananda Prabhu started walking?
No, because his feet have the mark of a chakra on it.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So when Nitai stepped on the earth for the first time, the village named Ekachakra, single wheeled, became marked with many chakras which were present on his lotus feet. So this is a sweet verse dedicated to Nityananda Prabhu's walking for the first time. So there is a very good reason why he accepted the name Nityananda in this particular incarnation.
Kali yuge dekhi jive nitya nirananda swanamete sabakare dila nityananda. Kali yuge dekhi jive, seeing that the jivas in Kali yuga, the souls in Kali yuga, are nitya nirananda, they are eternally unhappy. Therefore, Swanamete, in his very name, through his very name, Sabakare, for everyone, Dila Nityananda, he bestowed Nitya Ananda, eternal joy. Through his very name, he bestowed eternal joy. Seeing the Nitya, eternal, Nirananda, unhappiness of the living entities of Kali Yuga, he bestowed Nitya, eternal, Ananda, happiness, through his very name, Nityananda.
So gradually Nityananda Prabhu grew up, and when he was a toddler, he was a child, he enacted all of Krishna's pastimes, such as the killing of Putana, the chastisement of Kaliya, the lifting of Govardhan. And not only that, he enacted all the other pastimes of the other incarnations, such as Varaha, Vaman, etc. So this particular verse, this particular set of verses is dedicated to that particular event of Nityananda Prabhu enacting Krishna's pastimes.
Shri Krishna Leela Bhinaya Balye Nitae Kaila Anujera Leela Rasa Sab Aswadila. Ye lila ranukshana shesha kare gaan nitai rupe se lila swayam kare paan.
Shri Krishna lila abhinay, the enactment of Shri Krishna's lila, balye nitai kaila, in his childhood Nityananda Prabhu performed. Why did he perform? Because anujera lila rasa sava asvadila. Because he wanted to taste the ecstasies of the pastimes of his younger brother from previous life, that is Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Just see the surprise. Yei lila ar anukshana sheshakare gaan. Those pastimes
which Anantashesh glorifies constantly, Nitai Rupe Sei Lila Swayam Kare Paan. That same Anantashesh, when he takes on the form of Sri Nityanand Prabhu, he personally also relishes them. So those pastimes which are glorified by Anantashesh are also personally enacted by him when he appears as Sri Nityanand Prabhu. So this is the translation. In his childhood, Nitai enacted the pastimes of Sri Krishna. In this way, he tasted all the pastimes of his younger brother from a previous age. How amazing! The very pastimes which Anantashesh glorifies every moment are now being relished by him directly in the form of Sri Nitai. So, these set of verses are dedicated to Nityanand Prabhu's enactment of Krishna Leela. Now, there is something magical about the number 12. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, is there something magical about the number 12 in relation to Nityanand Prabhu?
He was 12 years older than Mahaprabhu.
Okay. And at the age of 12, he did something. What did he do at the age of 12? He left home in order to roam around everywhere in the various tirthas. So, this set of verses is dedicated to the number 12 and its significance in the life of Nityanand Prabhu. Jai dekhe nitair ange dvadashati ilaka tare chayari puchaya vegana badhaka dvadash varshair nitai dvadash vanete brahmila dvadash gopan veshan karite. Yei dekhe, whosoever sees Nitai Range on the body of Nitai, what does one see? Dvadasha Tilaka. If one sees the 12 Tilak marks decorating the body of Sri Nityanand Prabhu, then Tare Chaya Ripu Chaya Begana Badhaka. Then the 6 enemies, which are lust, anger, greed, etc., Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya, and Chaya Vega, the 6 urges, Vacho Vegam, Manasah Krodha Vegam, Jivva Vegam, Udaropastha Vegam, Na Badhaka. By the power of the 12 Tilak marks on the body of Nityanand Prabhu, these 6 plus 6 will not be a hindrance in the life of that particular sadhaka. Dvadasha Varshera Nitai, the 12-year-old Nitai, Dvadasha Vanite Brahmila, he roamed around in the 12 forests of around Mathura Mandal. For what purpose? Dvadasha Gopan Veshana Karite. For finding out the Dvadasha Gopal, the 12 Gopal friends of Bhagavan Shri Krishna from Dvapara Yuga. So this is the magic of the number 12 in Nityanand Prabhu's life. So whosoever sees the 12 marks of Tilak on Nityanand's body cannot be harmed by 6 plus 6, that is 6 enemies and 6 urges. At the age of 12, Nitai roamed in 12 forests of Mathura trying to locate the 12 Gopal friends of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Now, after roaming everywhere, Sri Nityanand Prabhu could not find Bhagavan Shri Krishna in Mathura Mandal. Therefore, for a very special reason, Sri Nityanand Prabhu came back to Purva. Purva is the eastern direction. Specifically, he came to Navadvipa. Now, there is also a very significant fact about Nava. Nava means the number 9. So, there is also a significant factor here about the number 9. Purve jai laghu bhrata Tare dekhi bare, Purve aila Nityananda, Gauda deshe fire. Nava sankhyar bala dekhi, Nava dvipe aila, नवमेघंबर नव विधा भक्ति दिला। पूर्वे यही लघु भ्राता, इन हिज प्रीवियस इनकार्नेशन ही हैड अ लघु भ्राता, ही हैड अ यंगर ब्रदर हु वॉज नित्यानंद प्रभुज यंगर ब्रदर इन हिज प्रीवियस इनकार्नेशन, वी ऑल नो दैट वॉज भगवान श्री कृष्ण। तारे देखी बारे इन ऑर्डर टू सी हिज यंगर ब्रदर हु वॉज फ्रॉम पूर्व, हु वॉज फ्रॉम अ प्रीवियस इनकार्नेशन। सो इन ऑर्डर टू सी हिज पूर्व ब्रदर, हिज प्रीवियस ब्रदर, पूर्व आइला नित्यानंद, नित्यानंद ऑल्सो केम टू पूर्व, दैट इज द ईस्टर्न डायरेक्शन, एंड गौड़ देश फिरे एंड ही रोम्ड अराउंड इन गौड़ देश। नव संख्यार बल देखी नव द्वीपे आइला, मीन गौड़ देश इज यू नो वेरी वास्ट, वेर एग्जैक्टली इन गौड़ देश, तो ही केम टू नव द्वीपे आइला, ही केम टू नव द्वीप। वाय नव संख्यार बल देखी, बिकॉज ही सॉ दैट इन दिस प्लेस the number 9 is very powerful, and therefore nava meghambara, here the term nava means new, nava meghambara, so he Nityanand Prabhu who was wearing clothes like a fresh new cloud, nava vidha bhakti dila, came to navadvip, the 9 islands, and distributed 9 types of bhakti to everyone, because he saw that there is immense power in the number 9. Now can anyone tell me what is the immense power of the number 9? Does anybody know what is the hidden power of the number 9, which is not present in numbers such as 8?
Number 9 is a complete number.
It's a complete number, okay. So, the number 9 is a very special number. Okay, Devansh Prabhu says biggest single digit number. So there is something very special about number 9. The special thing about number 9 is that amongst all the single digit number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 is the only number which when combines with any other number, multiplied by any other number, gives a result which is equal to or greater than 9. So I'll give a very simple example. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, can you try to multiply 9? Can you specify any other number from 1 to 8?
9 fives are 45. 4 plus 5 is 9.
Then try with any other number. 7. 9 sevens are?
9 7 7 63 9 7 63 add 6 plus 3 9
Okay. So the multiply, we get 9.
Yes. So the number 9 is such that if you multiply it with any other number, it ultimately ends up at 9. Its value never reduces. Compare that with 8. If you multiply 8 by 2, 8 2s are 16, but 1 plus 6 is 7, its value reduces. But the value of the number 9 never reduces when combined with any other number. So this is the value of the number Nava or 9. Therefore, seeing this power in Navadvipa, because Navadvipa also has the same power. Anyone who comes in contact with Navadvipa, his bhakti never reduces. It keeps increasing and always remains. Once it increases, it remains constant. So for seeing this, he arrived in Navadvipa and bestowed Navavida bhakti, 9 types of bhakti on each and every one. So this is the secret behind the verse. In order to search out his younger brother from Purva, Purva, first meaning is previous incarnation, Nitai set out for Purva. The second meaning is eastern direction and roamed in Gauda Desh. Seeing the power of the number Nava, 9, he came to Nava Dvipa, 9 islands, and wearing a cloth resembling Nava, new rain cloud, he bestowed Nava, 9 types of bhakti on everyone. So there is a lot of Nava in the verse,
And this is the magic of the number 9 in Nityanand Prabhu's life. After coming to Gaudadesh, Nityanand Prabhu met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the reason for meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So there is a very hidden reason for meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yavat Nityananda Yukta Chaitanya Nahabe Tavat Jiver Baddha Dasha Kabhu Na Jaive Evichariyani Tai Prabhu Re Milila Jiver Nistar Hetu Prema Vistarila. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, first verse has a very simple meaning. Yavat, as long as Nityananda Yukta Chaitanya Nahabe, as long as Chaitanya does not become, you know, accompanied by Nityananda, Tavat, till that time, Jivera Baddha Dasha, Kabuna Yaibe, till that time, the conditioning of the living entity will never go away. Isn't that a simple verse, Kirtida Sundari Mataji?
Yes, sir. Looks like.
Is there something else?
Definitely. If you have composed, then it will have different meaning, definitely.
Yavat Nityananda Yukta Chaitanya Na Haibe. Another meaning of Chaitanya is life force or living entity. Yavat, as long as the living entity, Nityananda Yukta, is not accompanied by the eternal joy of bhakti, Na Habe, Tavat, till that time, Jivera Baddha Dasha Kabu Na Jaibe. Till that time, the conditioning of the living entity will never go away. Ei Vicharya, considering this, Nitai, Prabhu Re Milila, our Nityananda got together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Nistara Hetu Prema Vistarila. And for delivering the Jivas, he distributed love of Krishna. So as long as Chaitanya, primary meaning is Lord Chaitanya, secondary meaning is the living entity, is not accompanied by Nityananda. Primary meaning is Nityananda Prabhu. Secondary meaning is eternal joy. Till that time, the conditioned nature of the soul never goes away. Considering this, Nityananda Prabhu became the associate of Mahaprabhu. And for the purpose of deliverance of the Jivas, he distributed love of Krishna everywhere. At that time, Kali Yuga tried to do some mischief because he saw that there were two personalities together. One's name is Nitai, another's name is Nimai. And Kali Yuga saw something in their name. Nitai Nimai Nama, Nitai Nimai Nama, Madhyetama Dekhi, Hasite Hasite Kali, Dohar Nama Japi. Japite sahasa eka mahascharya chila kali yuger tama vritti nashta praya haila. Nitai, Nimai, Nama Madhye. In the names of Nitai and Nimai, in the very middle of the name Nitai, there is the syllable ta. In the very middle of the name Nimai, there is the syllable ma. So, Nitai Nimai Nama Madhye Ta Ma Dekhi. Kali Yuga saw the two letters. What are the two letters? Ta Ma. But Kirtida Sundari Mataji, what is the meaning of Tama?
Ignorance. Tamas.
Ignorance. So, Hasite Hasite Kali. Kali Yuga started laughing. Dohar Nama Japi and chanted both of their names. But Japite, as he was chanting, Sahasa. Suddenly, Eka Mahascharya Chila, there was a big surprise for Kali Yuga. Kali Yuger Tama Vritti Nashta Praya Haila. Kali Yuga's own Tama, his own ignorance, was practically completely destroyed. So this is the glory of Nityanand Prabhu's and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name. Seeing the alphabets Ta and Ma in the names of Nitai and Nimai, Kali Yuga laughed and laughed and began chanting their names. As he chanted their names, a most amazing event occurred. Kali Yuga's own Tama, or ignorance, was almost completely destroyed. I say here almost because
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow Kali Yuga to be fully destroyed because he has a lifespan of many more thousand years. So I could have written completely destroyed, but I just said almost completely destroyed. After that, Nityanand Prabhu had an amazing meeting with Sri Advaita Acharya and the other devotees. So this is a verse glorifying that particular incident. Nitai dekhi Sri Advaita Vyajastuti kare Esabashuni anitai Hase nirantare Nitai dekhi, sing Nitai. Sri Advaita, Advaita Acharya did something. Vyajastuti kare. He started criticizing Nityanand Prabhu's behavior because he was an avadhuta. But that criticism was indirect glorification. Actually, Advaita Prabhu was glorifying him on the pretext of criticizing him. So that is known as Vyajastuti. So Nitai dekhi Sri Advaita Vyajastuti kare. So seeing Nitai, Advaita Acharya started glorifying him on the pretext of criticizing him. Esab Ashuniya Nitai, hearing all this, our Nityananda Prabhu Hase Nirantare started laughing constantly. Okay, there is something amazing about this now. Dear devotees, please hear. Ascharya Chakita Sabe Kahe Dekha Bhai Ananta Sheshera Guna Mahavishnu Gai. Ascharya Chakita Sabe. Everyone became amazed and surprised. Kahe Dekha Bhai. Just see your brother. Usually Ananta Shesh sings the glories of Mahavishnu. But here the reverse has happened. And Mahavishnu, as Sri Advaita Acharya, is singing the glories of Ananta Shesh, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So this is the wonderful, amazing event that happened at the meeting with Sri Advaita Acharya. Translation. Seeing Nitai, Sri Advaita glorified him through criticism. Hearing all this, Nitai laughed constantly. Amazed at this, all the devotees said, "Oh brother, just see. Today, Mahavishnu is singing the glories of Ananta Shesha." So, Sri Nityanand Prabhu then took up the seva of preaching with Haridas Thakur. But there is a hidden reason as to why he chose only Haridas Thakur for his preaching. There are many reasons, but this is one of the hidden reasons. Nityananda Yukta Jabe Haridas haibe tabe anya jiver se kalyan karibe ei vichari anitai Haridas sange nam pracharan kare sankirtan range. Nityananda Yukta Jabe, Haridas Haibe. When Haridas Thakur becomes accompanied by Nityanand Prabhu, Tabe, at that time, Anya Jivera Sei Kalyana Karibe. He bestows the highest benefit on other living entities. This is the primary meaning. There is also a secondary meaning. Haridas, when the servants of Lord Vishnu or the Vaishnavas, Jabe Nityananda Yukta Haibe, when they become accompanied by eternal joy of bhakti, Tabe, at that time, Anya Jivera Sei, those Vaishnavas, Kalyana Karibe, bestow the highest benefit on other living entities. So there are two meanings. Ei Vicharya, considering this, Nitai, our Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Sange, along with Haridas, Nama Pracharana Kare, he preaches the holy name, Sankirtana Range, through varieties of Nam Sankirtan. So this is the translation. When Haridas, so the one meaning is Haridas Thakur, another meaning is the servant of Hari or any Vaishnava, becomes equipped with Nityananda. So one meaning is Nityananda Prabhu, another meaning is eternal bliss. Then he is able to bestow the highest benefit on other living entities. Considering this, Nityanand Prabhu got together with Haridas Thakur and preached the names of Krishna through various methods of Sankirtan. After this, Sri Nityanand Prabhu came to Nilachal. So there, here is a simple verse glorifying this pastime. Prabhu Sanghe Nityananda Nilachale Aila Advaitadi Bhakta Sanghe Nanaranga Kaila. Prabhu Sanghe Nityananda Nilachale Aila. Nityananda accompanied Mahaprabhu to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. And Advaitadi Bhakta Sanghe Nana Ranga Kaila, and performed various other pastimes with Advaita Acharya and other devotees. One pastime with Nityanand Prabhu performed was the breaking of Danda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas rod. Now, can anyone tell me one reason as to why Nityanand Prabhu broke Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Danda?
He doesn't want Mahaprabhu to be under any kind of obligation. And secondly, Mahaprabhu was carrying Eka Danda and Nityananda Prabhu wants to propagate three dandi sannyas.
Okay, very nice. So two reasons given by Kirtida Sundari Maharaj. First is, he doesn't want Mahaprabhu to, carry this heavy burden of sannyas ashram. And second is, he doesn't want Mahaprabhu to have Ek Danda, single danda. But he wants Mahaprabhu to have three dandas. Did I get it correctly, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes. And there is also a hidden reason behind the pastime of breaking the danda. Gaura Prabhu Kabhu Danda Kaha Kena Dibe Tate Eka Danda Tara Hate Nahi Shobhe Ata eva gaura danda bhangiyani tai kali yuge prema dana karaye sadai. Gaura Prabhu kabhu danda kaha ke na dibe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kaha ke to anyone kabhu danda na dibe. He never bestows danda. Here the meaning of danda is punishment or killing, just as Krishna killed in Dwapar Yuga. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never bestows danda or punishment on anyone in Kali Yuga. Tate eka danda tara hate nahi shobe. So what is the use of this eka danda or one punishment in the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It doesn't look good. Ata eva, for this reason, gaura danda bhangiya nitai, after breaking the danda or the sannyas rod of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kali Yuga Premadan Karaye Sadai. He always distributes love of God. He never gives danda to anyone in this age of Kali Yuga. So in this incarnation, Gauranga never bestows danda or punishment on anyone. Therefore, this Eka Danda, one punishment or one sannyas rod, doesn't look good in his hands. Thinking like this, Nitai broke the danda, sannyas rod of Gaura, and always distributed love of Godhead in Kali Yuga. Then Sri Nityananda Prabhu was ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to settle in Navadvipa, and especially in Eka Chakra, and there he married the two daughters of Suryadas Pandit. Their names were Jahanavi, also known as Jahanava, and Vasudha. So Jahanavi and Vasudha were their names. But there is a secret reason as to why he married these two wonderful Vaishnavis. So this secret reason is being spoken of in this set of verses. Jahanavi te ache sarva papanasha bala Vasudhate kshama bala ache avikala. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, there is a very nice quality in Jahanavi. What is the best quality of Jahanavi?
No idea.
Jahanavi means the river Ganga.
Yeah.
So it has the bala, it has the capability of destroying all sins. And Vasudhate, what is the meaning of Vasudha?
Earth.
Earth. So she has one you know, very good quality. Shama Bala. Shama. She has the quality of forgiveness. Yeah. Yes. So, Janavi in this world has one good quality. She destroys all sins. Janavi here means Ganga. And Vasudha has one very good quality. Vasudha means earth. Her quality is she tolerates all offenses. People stomp on her. People dig her up. People exploit her resources. But she has Kshama Bal. She forgives everyone. So, Nityananda Nija Bala Dohate De Ekhila Janavi Vasudha Sange Parinaya Kaila. Nityananda saw that these two names, Janavi and Nitai, and Janavi and Vasudha, have his own potency. Because these two potencies, purifying everyone of their sins and tolerating all offenses, are originally present in which Lord? They are present in Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So he saw that his original two potencies are now invested in these two names, Janavi and Vasudha. Seeing this, he married his two potencies by the name of Janavi and Vasudha. Translation. Janavi, the river Ganga, has the capability of destroying all sins. On the other hand, Vasudha, earth, has the unimpeded power of tolerating all offenses. Seeing his own powers in the names Janavi and Vasudha, he decided to marry both of them. So now there are a few final verses. So this verse is dedicated to the all-merciful Nityananda Prabhu, who is the shelter of the unsheltered. Yahar ashraya ar kona devanai tahar ashraya hai dayalanitai. Yahar ashraya, for a person who has no other god, ar kona devanai, as his shelter. For that person, tahar ashraya hoy, dayal nitai, merciful nitai becomes his ashraya or his exclusive shelter. This next verse is dedicated to the power of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. Yata papa jiva kabhu karite na pare tata papa nashe nitai charaner bhare. Yata pap, as many sins, jiva, the living entity, kabhu karite na pare, can never perform. A living entity can never perform so many sins. Now, as many sins as the living entity may try to perform, but he can never perform the number of sins, tata pap, those many sins, nashe nitai, that are destroyed by nitai charanera bhare, by a single weight of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. The amount of sins that a living entity cannot possibly commit are easily destroyed by the mere weight of Nityananda's lotus feet. We never celebrate a disappearance day of Prabhu's disappearance day. Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna?
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you now.
Yeah. We never celebrate a disappearance day for Nityananda Prabhu. Is there a reason why we never celebrate his disappearance day?
He's, because his mercy is never gone?
Yeah, he's always there in his name.
Yes, he's always present with us. So the very verse dedicated to the eternal presence of Nityananda Prabhu. Adhyapi Shri Nityananda Nahi Tirohita Shri Guru Vaishnava Rupe Sada Pratishthita. Adhyapi, even today, Shri Nityananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Nahi Tirohita, has not disappeared. Sada Pratishthita, he is always present in Shri Guru as Shri Guru. But somebody may say, but my Guru has disappeared, my Guru passed away. And Vaishnava Rupe, Shri Nityananda Prabhu is always present in the form of all the Vaishnavas. Shri Guru Vaishnava Rupe Sada Pratishthita. He is always present in the form of Shri Guru and the other Vaishnavas. Even today, Shri Nityananda has not disappeared. He is eternally present in the form of Shri Guru and Vaishnavas. A final verse, which is a personal dedication to Shri Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Hridayete Bhakti Rasa Sindhu Ehari Parshad Dasa Magetar Bindu. Nityananda Hridayate, in the heart of Nityananda Prabhu, there is Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, there is an ocean of Bhakti Rasa. And a Hariparshad Das, this wretched person named Hariparshad Das, Mage Tar Bindu, he asks only for a drop of that ocean of Bhakti Rasa, which is present in the heart of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. With this, dear devotees, I conclude my glorification of Sri Nityananda Prabhu on this occasion of Sri Nityananda Trayodashi. I would like to conclude by saying, Yadatra Skalitam Kinchid Vidvam Sahapura Yantu Tat. Yadatra saushtavam kinchit tad guru reva me nahi. Yadatra skhalitam kinchit. So my glorification may have many faults and maybe Nityanand Prabhu may also be laughing. But Vidvamsa, you are all learned people. Pura yantu tat. Please do not accept the faults. Please correct them in your minds. Yadatra saushtavam kinchit. But if there was anything nice that you found in the glorification, please understand. Tad guru reva. It belongs to Sri Guru, who is originally Nityanand Prabhu. Me nahi. It certainly doesn't belong to me. Thank you very much, devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. His Hari Parshad Prabhu ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was amazing session. Amazing, amazing, amazing session. And I was thinking that, you know, we can make a whole song out of these wonderful verses that you composed and we can sing it. It's so beautiful. So, thank you, Prabhu. Your classes are always unique, always and always unique. Whenever you come on the forum, you have something unique to say about. So, thank you, Prabhu. You made our day. At least you made my day. It was really, really very beautiful. Thank you. Thank you once again.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Parshad Prabhu. What a pleasure this was. You rightly said, Prabhu, everything has been spoken on Bhakti Sangha on Lord Nityananda, but nothing like this. Today's class was surely very, very unique. It was so beautiful. And as Mataji said, definitely we should use all these verses to compose a song. So much revelation about the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, never thought before. So beautiful. I really like so many verses that you spoke with these beautiful inner meanings. Truly very, very poetic and very pleasing to the heart. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for revealing this wonderful angle. It was wonderful. It was really, really wonderful. And yeah, we just hope to hear more and more every time from you. Every time it's unique. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for being Sahriday. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Hari Parshad Prabhu. Beautiful verses. Not only could we feel your pleasure in composing these verses, because we could see how much that brought you ananda, as you said, Nityananda. And we also will have Nityananda by just reciting these verses and meditating upon them. I really, really loved all the verses, not only describing the pastimes of the Lord, but with the numbers, the 9 and the 12, there's so many connections that we can make with those numbers. It takes, you know, how a poet does his poetry, right? It takes it to a different level. It's just not telling a story. It's got so much more depth within it. And to understand all those things, it makes us understand also the depth of bhakti and the depth of Lord Nityananda. Thank you so very much. I particularly liked, obviously, 9 and 12, but I also like the verse where you spoke about how Nityananda is actually relishing the blilas of his younger brother by by, you know, enacting those. And I was thinking, we too went, because I do the Sunday school at the temple. And when I see the kids enact those pastimes, they get so much joy. And I just think how many connections they will make as adults when they remember these. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mataji. Actually, those 9 and 12 and all the connections. So there is one personality from whom I am also inspired, by whose strength and mercy I try to compose something. And that personality was born on my side of the country. And after seeing him only, I have had some inspiration to glorify Bhagavan in these ways. So that personality is Sri Harishwari. And all credit goes to him for teaching me this unique way of glorification. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam. What a class, Prabhuji. The last year, on I think Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, you spoke about how Nityananda Prabhu being an Avadhuta, how to understand him being Avadhuta, and you led us through a string of verses, and we are still trying to not even, you know, contemplate, forget digesting that. This is like a nectar shower. So nice, Prabhuji. And also you took Ta from Nitai and Ma from Nimai, and you said how even the Kali's ignorance is destroyed by chanting these names. So wonderful composition, Prabhuji. It is amazing. As you say, we are neither, I mean, at least I can speak for myself, we are neither vidwans to, you know, to complete what you have not done, nor, you know, great personalities. But, I mean, we are just simply fools, and you are giving us this nectar. I hope we would do justice to this one day, to your association. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. This is Kamala Kant from the UK. Absolutely amazing class. I was actually singing along with these verses while in the office. So they were so beautiful.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat pranam. This is Haridas Varyadas. Absolutely fantastic class, Hari Parshad Prabhu. One of the amazing Shiromani gems that you have plucked for us. In fact, in one of the verses that you mentioned, there are more, so many deeper meanings. Like you mentioned, Purva Aila, he came east. But I was just thinking, and it was a realization in my heart, he also came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came Purva, he came before.
Yes.
So there are so many deeper meanings that Krishna reveals. So this was really wonderfully churning. I had a small question. You also mentioned about Vyajastuti, like how chidingly they sarcastically remark. How is that different from Valgu Vakya, like how Krishna says? So is this both of the same category or is it different?
Valgu means cryptic and Vakya means statement. So a cryptic statement is known as Valgu Vakya. So an example of cryptic statement is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I will specify that statement because it is, I will share my screen and I will specify, you know, this cryptic statement, Valgu Vakya from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila 19.20. So this is Advaita Acharya's cryptic message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. बावला के कही हालो का हाइला बावला बावला के कही हाटे नबी काए चावला. So this message is, please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. So what is the meaning of this statement? This is Valgu, the cryptic Vakya statement. So, Baula means a madman. Kahi. Say to the madman, say to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a madman. Loka haila Baula, everyone has become mad like him.
So, you know, tell everyone that everyone, tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone has become mad like him. Baula ke kahiya, and tell that madman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hate in the marketplace, na bikhai chawla, rice is no longer being sold. Rice here means love of God, and there is no longer any need for selling of rice, because everyone has already been inundated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Prema Nama. So, hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was an indication to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that your external reason for appearance is now complete. Now you can completely focus on the internal reason for your appearance, that is relishing the mood of Radha. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got this message, he became very serious from that day onwards, and he became much more absorbed in his inner relishment of Srimati Radharani's mood. So this is cryptic statement, but Vyaja Stuti is when somebody is externally criticizing you, it appears that he's criticizing you, but internally that's a glorification. So that is the subtle difference between these two. I hope that makes it clear.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very much. And if there is a chance for one more question, I have one more query, but I will let other devotees ask if they have any other.
You can go ahead, Prabhu. No worries.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji. So, Prabhu, in this, we see that in the very beginning, you mentioned that by the mercy, like Prabhupada mentions, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we get the mercy of the Goswamis. And we see in Swarup Damodar Goswami's composition of the 12 names of Nityananda, he says, if you get the mercy of Nityananda, you get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He mentions about that. So between Vaishnavas and the Lord, it's always, you know, it's like a spiral. You get Nityananda Mahaprabhu's mercy, you get mercy of Goswamis. When you go to the Goswamis, they will point back to Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So how do we understand this transcendental spiral, and where does it start? Where does it begin? And so how does a practicing devotee understand and embrace this to foster his devotional service?
So, there's always this redirection that is happening with the devotees. When you go to the Goswamis, they point to Nityananda Prabhu, and by taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, you are pointed to the shelter of the Goswamis. So what's exactly going on here? So what's going on is that by taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, you take shelter of Guru Tattva. By that, you get shelter under Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Srimati Radharani. You know, basically he is Krishna, but the prominent mood is Srimati Radharani. So you get shelter of Srimati Radharani. So this happens in your sadhaka deha. And by doing that, in your siddha deha, you get the shelter of the manjaris, that is who are the Goswami, six Goswamis. So that is how I see it, Prabhuji. I hope that clarifies.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very much. That's very clear. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can I follow up on this answer?
Sure.
When we say to get the mercy of one, you need the mercy of the other. And to get mercy of the other, you need the mercy of the next one. When we say this, the word mercy refers to service, or does it refer to other things also?
It primarily refers to acceptance.
Okay, and then can you elaborate on the word
acceptance? When you are accepted by Nithai, you are accepted by Gaur. When you are accepted by Gaur, you are accepted by the Goswamis. So I hope that makes it clear.
Yeah, well, if you would elaborate on this word acceptance.
When you're accepted as an eternal servant, when he accepts you as his eternal, he accepts you as one of his own.
Mm-hmm.
That is when.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, I also got intrigued by the number 9, but unfortunately I wasn't able to follow so well. What was that? Interesting thing about the power of the number 9. I didn't catch it, actually.
Okay, so from 1 to 9, we already have 9. So keep 9 aside. So from 1 to 8, can you take any other number?
On 4.
So multiply, combine 9 with that number by multiplying it. What is the result?
36.
Now add the digits and how much does it end up?
Add the digits of 36?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9.
Uh-huh. 9. So it always ends up at 9 and its value never reduces. So 9 is a unique number which when combined with any other number never diminishes in value. Other numbers such as 8 are not like that. If you multiply 8 by 2, what result do you get?
Yes, 16.
And 16, you add 1 and 6, the value has diminished.
Uh-huh.
So the number 9 has such magic that when it combines with any other number, the resultant number is of a value which never diminishes. Similarly, Navadvip is such that when anyone, nine islands are such that when anyone comes from outside, his spiritual value or his spiritual accomplishments are never diminished. In fact, they get multiplied.
Mm-hmm. And this, when we're talking about the number 9, and you take any number aside from 9 and multiply it by it.
Right.
The result of adding the digits, it will also never surpass 9. Is that true?
Yeah. But it never diminishes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class, beautiful composition, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for enlightening us and very unique class, as everybody said. Thank you, Prabhu. You made our Nityananda Trayadasi to be more special by your class. We are very grateful to you.
Thank you, Mataji, so much.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
I don't have a question, but I have a desire, and this was one of the verses that Haripashar Prabhu much before shared in Facebook about the drinking qualities of Nityanand Prabhu, and he encourages people to be a drunkard. And I wish to hear that verse, Prabhuji. Can you share that? That's a masterpiece and a gem, if you have time.
Sure, Prabhu. So you want to hear the verse with the alliteration?
Yes, Prabhuji. And you can sing it. It will be very nice.
Okay, sure. So I'll try to do that. So there is a verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu which describes the qualities of Balram and Balram drinking. All of us know that Lord Balram loves to drink a particular drink. Varuni. That drink is named Varuni. So this drink has such a quality that it generates madha, or it generates intoxication in the minds of Sri Balaram. And there is a very nice verse, you know, which celebrates this particular event. And this verse is given in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I will quickly pull out that verse and I will show this verse to all of you. Haridas Parya Prabhu, can you see the verse?
Yes, Prabhuji, I can see.
This is the verse?
Yes, this is the one.
Okay. So, Lord Balaram is intoxicated. Sri Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is giving the example of mother. Of intoxication. And the best example is Lord Balaram. And this verse is in the meter Prithvi. And in the meter Prithvi, he is glorifying. He says, Yathava Pracham, just as the previous devotees say, they have glorified Lord Balaram like this. So I'll try to sing and then I'll explain. Babar Brahmati Medini Lalalalambate Chandrama Krikrishna Vavada Drutam Hahasanti Kim Vrishnaya Shishidu Mumuncha Me Papapapana Patrestita Madas Kalita Mala Panhaladara Shriyanga Kriya. So Lord Balaram, he is drinking, Varuni is intoxicated, and he is saying to Krishna, Baba Brahmati Medini, Baba Baba Brahmati Medini. The earth is spinning around. Lalalalambate Chandrama. Lalalalambate Chandrama. The moon is hanging upside down. Krishna Babada Drutam. Krishna, speak quickly. Ha santi kim vrishnaya. Are the vrishnis laughing on me? Shishi dumumuncha me. Gagagaga give me wine. Papapapatrapanapatrestita. In the wavavava vessel. Madas kalita malapan. As he was blabbering like this out of intoxication. Haladhara shriyam vahakriya. May that intoxicated Lord Haladhara ensure auspiciousness for all of you intoxicated poets. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for intoxicating us with that wonderful rendition. And today's class befits the total intoxication that you have provided in these wonderful verses. Thank you. Millions and millions of obeisances. Thank you so much for these wonderful verses.
Hare Krishna. My pranamast.
Is there anybody having any more questions or realizations? And thank you, Prabhuji. The way you are singing was so nice. This particular verse was very beautiful. It gave us so much of joy and laugh also in the face when you're singing that. It was so nice, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
No, it's nice, but it's nicer when it is offline, out of Zoom, when all the other devotees repeat with me. It's so much nice.
Prabhu, you have also composed the similar verse with Ram Leela and Krishna also, right?
Yeah, but those on slightly different. In those verses, an entire line is like full of repetitions.
Yeah, I remember.
So this repetition is a beautiful. It's a presentation of its own.
Yeah.
That presentation has never been recorded. And the reason is that it should always be heard in person.
Yes. And I was fortunate enough to hear that in person. Prabhu, there is one question. Offline I got it. This question was asked by Aja Nitai Das from ISKCON Punjabi Bagh, Delhi. He is asking whether, like he requested me that I should ask this question to you on his behalf, whether Anang Manjari is a Manjari or a Gopi. If she is a Manjari in name only, is she a Manjari in name only, or does she serve also as a Manjari?
You see, what's the difference, technical difference between a Manjari and a Gopi? Gopis are elderly and Manjaris are slightly younger in age. But then there are some Manjaris who are, although, you know, younger in age, they experience the various moods of the Gopis. So although they are younger in age, they are able to perform the function of the Gopis. So although they are known as Manjari, the function that they perform is that of a gopi. This also happens with Sri Rupa Manjari. Although technically she is Manjari, Krishna sometimes, you know, he converses in a solitary place with her. Krishna enjoys various pastimes with her. So I'll not go into the details. The details are mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami. But somebody may be younger in age, but may be performing the function of a gopi. Although they are known as Manjari, the function is that of a gopi. So I hope that clarifies.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Yes, Vinita Gandhar.
If there are no more further questions, we can close here. And once again, happy Nityananda Trayodashi to everyone. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Vatidanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindhi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grace Hari Parshat Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you.
Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
So grateful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna. Closing the call, dear devotees, we'll meet again tomorrow.